Well, Te Pāti Māori MP is facing a backlash from across the political spectrum for using inflammatory language in the House. Maria Meno Kapakingi last week accused the government of having a, quote, mission to exterminate Māori through its changes to the Oranga Tamariki Act. MPs from every other political party have responded, saying such language is not appropriate.
Completely out of line. Rhetoric needs to calm down big time across the whole of the political spectrum.
This government, all three parties have Māori members in cabinet. It would be rather unusual if we're off to exterminate ourselves.
Oh, no. Of course not.
I myself would not use those words.
That kind of language isn't helpful, and it's certainly not language that I agree with.
Māori Meno Kapakingi joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Ingrid.
Why would you say that the government is on a mission to exterminate Māori?
The context, I think, is important, Ingrid, and it's to, and specifically when we're talking about 7AA and our mokopuna. So I just want to start out by making that comment. The fact is, words matter, obviously. And when I've used words like deculturation, for instance, or alienation or colonization, they fall on deaf ears. You know, like maybe they just don't understand the word. That's also possible. But when I'm choosing words and describing our situation, I was very deliberate and very clear about. And if that's the word that has people sit up and take notice of what it feels like for our mokopuna and our whānau, what it sounds like, the tone of the discussion on a daily basis in the House, if that's the word that has people have feelings, and it seems people are having feelings, then so be it.
So this is about attention seeking.
This is about describing our situation in our own way without being dictated by how people are going to have feelings about it. This is about our right to describe, in Pākehā, by the way, how to explain what it feels like when other words don't land and it falls on deaf ears, and it describes what disconnection, what alienation, what colonization does. It lands there. And so when we're suffering the process of listening to bills which have words like repeal, ban, stop, all of these bills, which, by the way, many impact on Māori life, Māori existence, then that's what it takes.
Mm. But you've just used a lot of words there to describe how you are feeling without using the word exterminate. Exterminate has a specific meaning. It's wiping out someone, and
yes, exactly.
When that hasn't actually happened.
Well,
extermination. You know, no one's been exterminated.
Well, actually, interesting. Last night, I sat in the House listening to a discussion about a iwi that had just going through the process of settlement, right? And, of course, words, it was all very apologetic. And the apology was about how many people that died and were exterminated and were disenfranchised and were gotten rid of, by the way.
Yeah, so I'm talking, though, as it relates to the current debate you were having, which is around
exactly.
The Oranga Tamariki exactly. changes, which is
yes.
different.
Well, but is it, though? Because might we then have to suffer another set of apologies in the next 20 years? I'm sorry about that, 7AA. Look, we were wrong. We shouldn't have done that. We should have actually held the CEO to account for what it means for Māori kaupapa, Māori children with whakapapa, that is their identity. Those are the things that the 7AA repeal is, to decide a piece of legislation with a phrase like, we should be colorblind. So you can hear the reference in that, Ingrid, which is to be colorblind, which means to be what? So if you took away the beautiful brown hue in my skin, what does that leave? white. And if that leaves white, then oh, let's all be white.
Do you really think, though, that the Children's Minister, Karen Chua, she is a Māori woman who went through state care. Do you really think she wants to do anything to hurt Māori tamariki in pushing for these changes?
The whole movement, the whole act towards reducing 7AA is absolutely... It's absolutely about removing the rights and the protection under Te Tiriti o Waitangi, to remove those, and let's all under the statement of her being colourblind. Now, honestly, that's a so I think what she's doing and how she's doing it, sadly, that's her and her party's decision to live with. But as far as the party Māori, as far as we're concerned, we will not sit quietly while they smooth the pillow, and we have to tolerate that this another act of oppression, another act of deculturation, which all ends up equals extermination.
Appreciate your time this morning. We need to leave it there. That was Maria Mino Kapakingi of Te Pāti Māori.